Okay, we're going to go back now. So Rabbi Yosef says I should slow down, so I'm going to slow down. So we're going to go back now to Hashem Hashem Nasez Genesis. Learning should be as close for Purim Shleim of Chava Basleh.
Amen.
Fine. Now, we're going to go back now to the Gemara on the seventh line, I think, for the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ika. Ika. Yeah, the top line, on Dalet, on the base, from Sechus Makos. Right? And the first word line is Ika. And this Gemara really is not related so much to our Masechta directly. But since we brought that Ula in the Gemara before, which said a statement, we're going to say the same statement from Ula in a totally different context. The words of Amar Ula, Gomer Mimotsi Shemra, those same exact words we'll find later in the Gemara, and that's the connection. But really, this Gemara has not really so much to do with our Sugya of Makos. We'll bring in Edom Zomimim soon, and also Mimotsi Shemra, but it's not so connected to our Sugya. So we're going to start again. Oh, Baruch Hashem. We're going to start again the Gemara from several lines to the top. Ika, the Masni, Laha, to Ula. There are those that taught this halacha of Ula, right? Aha, on the following brisa. Not on our Gemara, rather on the following brisa. Tetanya, we learned that a brisa. The Torah says, L'sasiru b'menu ad biker. Don't leave it over. It's referring to the Karban Pesach. There's a halacha by Karban Pesach that says, do not leave it over until the morning. But someone who does leave it over until the morning, halacha pasuk ends off be'esh tisruf, meaning like this: we know by all karbanas there's a halacha called nosar. What does nosar mean? Like extra, miutar, extra. We can't leave over a karban after the specified time. Every karban has a specified time in the Torah when you're allowed to eat it until. Right? Some you have one day and one night. Some tell you the Karban Pesach is for the most strict karbanas. You have only that day up until midnight. You slaughter the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, right? If that night by the Seder, you have up until Chatzos to eat the Karban Pesach. After that, it's called Nosa, right? Which means there's an Isser Doraisa, negative commandment, to leave over extra meat after that time period. Which means everyone had to finish eating the Karban Pesach before midnight by the Seder, right? That's why these days also some people are makbet to try to eat the afikoman, which resembles the Karban Pesach before midnight. Even though it's not actually the afikoman, not actually Karban Pesach, some are not strict, but a lot of people are strict to try to eat the afikoman before midnight, even these days. That's not everybody strict, but there are a lot of people who are strict. Of course,
that's
they ask, what?
That's why.
That's why, because it resembles the eating of the Karban Pesach after you finish the meal. That was like the dessert. Good?
It represents.
Represents.
Yeah.
Good. Now, the halacha is, once you leave over the meat past Chatzos, it's an Isser D'oraisa. Hashem said, when you bring me a karban, eat the whole thing. Don't leave over. Don't go on to get spoiled. Right? It's an Isser D'oraisa to leave it over. It's a lot. Which means usually, like we mentioned last time, by Karban Pesach, usually you would evaluate how much each person gets a kazai. Each person eats a little bit. Beforehand, you see it's a small land. You'll say 20 people come that are part of this group, so you shouldn't leave any over. And let's say you do leave over. That is a deraisa of nosa. It's a negative commandment of nosa. However, the Torah tells you, what should you do with it? Let's say you left over a piece of Karban Pesach. What should we do now? Halacha is, burn it. It's another mitzvah saseh to take that meat that was left over and burn it. The positive commandment to burn that meat. Not on Pesach. Because on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn meat unless you need it for Yom Tov. So you'll cook it Matzah Yom Tov, or the next day, meaning the day after Yom Tov, or the next day. But the mitzvah says, save the rice at the burning. Good? So, kind of like this.
But you can't be Makan that mitzvah during Yom Tov.
Correct. The mitzvah says, you have to wait till after Yom Tov, because you can't make a fire. Yom Tov, you'll do it the next day. You'll do a chalmai, make a nice fire, bonfire. And
I don't think Makan, you can do it, you can start burning it. I tell you, you have to wait, because it says, the pasuk says, Ad Boker.
You know, it's the Gemara, it's the drush. It means the next morning. It doesn't mean that morning, because you're not going to burn it.
Right, that morning. But can you do it both say Yom Tov, Rishon?
Yeah, you could, I think usually you do it the second day. I think ready for Matzah Yom Tov Rishon. It means Ad Boker, by the next morning or the second morning it should be burned. You should burn it that night. After the Yom Tov goes out, you try to burn it. Ad Boker means by the second morning. Right. The morning of the second. It's the Gemara, I think, Pesachim, makes
that
drush.
Then people were knowing to burn it during home.
Yeah, you burn it during home. That's when you burn it. You're fine. That's the halacha of nesed. So it comes out. The Torah says, "Alos I say, don't leave it over. If you leave it over, you have the mitzvah I say to burn it, right? So in a way, it's called a lav hanitik lasei. This positive commandment fixes up your negative commandment. You did a negative. This person did a negative commandment that he left the meat over, right? The Torah says you could still do tshuva. If you burn this meat, then you're doing asay. This asay fixes up your lav.
Is it fixing it up, or is it that it's now like it's like it's hekdish, not hekdish, but it's like
it's still hekdish. It's fixing it up. It's called
it
fixing it up. Yeah.
There's no inyanim of that it's isur mana, and therefore it has to be burned.
That's a different problem. I mean, maybe you could just leave. Yeah, but
you can't do anything else with it.
Right, but it's more. It's Reb Leib saying good. I mean, anyway, you can't have hana from this. However, you could just maybe leave it in your, I don't know, leave it somewhere just to sit there and rot. But the mitzvah, the rice is the burning.
Yeah.
Instead of leaving it outside your backyard in the dumpster to rot like your shemitah stuff, the mitzvah say the rice is the burning. Good. Now, so that would be one possible reason why you shouldn't get malchus in this case. Why? A person went against the Torah that they left the meat over, right? But you fixed it up by the asay. That's one possibility why you shouldn't get malchus, right? We know the rule is, every time someone does an Isser Deraisa, they do a lav, a negative commandment. Halacha is they get lashes. Correct? That's the rule. When a person does a negative commandment, then the punishment is the court down here gives lashes. Good?
Are we talking about both the meat that's on the bone and the meat that's been separated from the bone?
It doesn't make a difference. You have all the meat as the Isser Nisa. You're supposed to eat everything. You have to eat all the meat.
So you have to literally strip the meat from the bone.
Right.
Probably eat it because
I still. Well, for nice, okay, to get the Isser, you shouldn't leave anything over pasha. But you're saying, over the Isser, could be you would only get out of here if you leave over kazayas, maybe. It could be. Fine. But getting back onto our topic, so that's one possible reason. One possible reason why a person should not get lashes when they left over meat from the carbon face out is because they fixed up, they rectified their mistake. Since they went and they burnt it, they fixed up their mistake. Good? That's one possibility why. So it says if they didn't make their mistake, we're looking at it as if they erased their negative commandments. So that's one possible reason why they shouldn't get lashes. Right? Even though usually when a person commits a negative commandment, they get lashes, this case is different. Or, there's another possibility. The other possibility is because this was a negative commandment without an action. Right? Because when a person does this avera, right, what they do? They were eating the Karan Pesach. They were eating it. They had leftovers. The guy went and put it in his fridge. He left it there. He went to sleep, or he fell asleep at the Seder table, and he left it over till the morning. Right? These days. Let's say a guy would do that these days. When they have new Beis HaMikdash, when the refrigerator, the guy put it. He said, let me save it for tomorrow. It's a nice piece of meat. I don't want to throw it in the garbage. It's a juicy piece of meat. I want to eat it tomorrow. This is the guy thinks to himself. Right? So he went, he puts it in the fridge. Well, you know, the time is ticking, and automatically, he's just sitting back, relaxing. He thinks he's doing a mitzvah. He's talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. He's doing a lot of mitzvahs, and doesn't realize when the clock hit Chatzais, he just got an Isser Deraisa of leaving over the Karban Pesach, right? So now, did he do any action? He didn't do any action. The thing, the food is sitting there in his refrigerator, sitting there, right? Chatzais. You're only allowed to eat it until Chatzais HaShachar. The Isser Neisa, Nachon. So the lav is until. Nachon, really, I think the lav is by the morning, no?
Wednesday. Yes, right.
The lav is you left it over till the morning. So to eat it by Chatzai, it's fine. The guy fell asleep, like we said last night.
It's like special, like you said.
Yeah, the guy fell asleep on the Seder. He fell asleep, and it's just the clock is clicking, ticking, and it's going, and he's sleeping in the fridge. Ready comes morning, this thing's still sitting in his fridge. He gets the Isser Deraisa. So that's another possible reason why you don't get lashes. Because according to one opinion, the rule why you don't get lashes is like this. In a case when you did a negative commandment, but you didn't do an action, you don't get lashes.
Rabbi Akiva.
Oh, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Now, Hanan comes in, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the reason why you don't get lashes in this scenario is because you didn't do an action. I was just sitting back in my armchair, still talking about Tzitzis Mitzrayim until the morning, and that's it, and it came out there and I said, I didn't do an action. The Torah only gives you lashes. If a person did such a bad thing, they went and they did a negative commandment with the action, then you get malchus. If not, there's no lash. That's Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, we'll get to it. Lav Sheva Maisa. The Havali Lav Sheva Maisa. Lav Sheva Maisa. In Lekin Allah. We get to it.
That's not Rabbi Akiva.
That's Rabbi Akiva. They're Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva, I'm Rabbi Lemon. We'll read it inside in a minute. I see that you read the Gemara. Fine. Good. So that's Rabbi Akiva.
But for Pesach, there are two offerings that you're not.
Yeah, we're not talking about Chagiga. We're referring to specifically the Kara Pesach. That's much strict, more strict. Good. Now, Rabbi, so again, there's two possible reasons why in this scenario you don't get malach. Why you don't get lashes. Right? A guy went and he left over a piece of his meat for the Kara Pesach. One possible reason is because he did a lav, he did a negative command without an action. So it's not such a strict negative command. It's not so bad, you don't get lashed. That's one reason. Good? That's good. The second possible reason is because your assay already, when you burnt it, fixed up your negative command. What's the second option why you shouldn't get lashes? Really, if you leave it over in your fridge, you should get lashes. Even though you didn't do an action. That's the second opinion, right? Because you did a negative commandment. So what's the reason why you don't get lashes? Because my burning it fixed up my...
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Because my this fixed up... Because it fixed up my...
So does
negative
that
mean
he's high of Makos until he burns it?
It's a Machalik is in Gemara later. It's a good question. It's a Gemara later on that asks that. Let's assume now... Yeah.
Just the fact that the positive can fix it, that's
another opinion. That's one opinion later. It's a Gemara later. Good. It's machlokes is later, right? Rav says it's machlokes is later. If you have to actually do the asay to fix up the lot. Fine. But anyways, again, so come to that first opinion is Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, the reason in this scenario why you don't get malchus is because your positive commandment got you out of your trouble. Really, when a person left over the meat, he's in big trouble now. He did a lot. And as of now, maybe he should be getting malchus. But since he went after, let's say for a fact, he went and burnt it. Let's say we're going, he went and burnt it, to make it easier. Since he went after and he burnt it, this rectified his sin. So he's going to come to Bessie and say, I already rectified my sin. You can't give me malchus. Good? That is one. So it's like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds, the fact alone that you did a negative command without an action, that's not a reason to get you off the hook. You still get lashes. Because at the end of the day, you did a negative commandment. You went against the Torah, you get malchus. So what's the reason why we're not going to give you malchus? For a different reason. Because your positive commandments got you out of it. Good? Rabbi Akiva says no. And step one alone is the reason why you shouldn't get malchus. Think like this. Yehuda says, you did a negative commandment. You did a lot. You did a negative commandment, right? Alyssa, Siru, don't leave over me. So you get that equals, you get lashes. Even though there was no action, I owe the lot. Negative commandment by leaving the meat in the fridge gets you malchus. So why don't you get malchus here? Because your assay of ba'ish the stroke of burn it in the fire, that fixes it up. So the reason why you don't get malchus is because this is saving you. The assay saves you. That's where Yehuda holds. But the very fact that it's allowed without action does not save you. The only reason you get saved here is because of the positive commandment. That's what Yehuda. Kamei Rav Kinis says no. The reason why you're saved over here is because in step one, since you did allow with the siru, there's no action. In step one alone, that's a good enough reason alone not to get a malchus. Good? So he holds that. What's the review knows? What's saving me here? That I say is saving me. The key holds no. What's saving me here is that if your law wasn't bad enough, your negative command didn't have an action, you don't get malchus for that. That's the malchus review that we're going to keep, which they bring right now. So let's see this. Try to see this on the mind. Go to everybody's. Who's happy? Let's see. Let's try to see it inside now. We're holding at 8 lines from the top of the Gemara, the Tanya. Count 8 lines from the top, on Dalet Amud Beis. This is the word the Tanya. We learned it in Braisa. The Tanya. We learned it in Braisa. The Braisa says the following: L'sasiru mimenu ad biker. You should not leave over any of it, meaning of it of the Karban Pesach, until the morning. That is the negative command. The light. Do not leave it over until the morning. Then what did it say afterwards? V'hanoisar mimenu ad biker. One who does leave over mimenu from it al boker. The gomer means etc. Finish the pasuk. What's the end of the pasuk? If you have a fancy gemara.
Hanoiser is the person leaving over. Tanel, the leaver over. Hanoiser.
And when you leave, if you leave over from it.
Hanoiser is an L here.
You're
talking about
the
person
leaving over.
Yes.
The leaver over, basically. Yeah, that's how you read it.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
One of the ways you're just ready is
no, it's going to be the, it's going to be the, you're going to burn it. It's going to be talking about meat.
What's that good? No, it's referring to the meat. Because what does the pasuk say? Good. There are the meat. Va'noser mimenu. And I'm not sure what's that. I'm going to read the pasuk. You decide. Nails. I don't know. Verbs. You figure it out. I'm just going to read. Okay, fine. Va'noser mimenu ad beker. And if he leaves it over, if you leave over from it, from the meat, if you leave over, I say, oh, it's on the meat. And what's left over, like this, and what's left over
from it,
from the meat, as book, until the morning.
The leftovers.
It means, and the leftovers go about not serving menu from it, from the meat, as book. So I don't know, you figure out what that is.
Right, okay. That's what I thought.
Perfect. So it's still a noun?
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, I don't know what's it, if it's the meat or the person, it's also a noun. Either way,
it's
no?
Also a noun.
Yeah, that's, I don't say, but they're both a noun. They told me a noun is like a person, place, or thing, so I don't know. Fine, that's what they told me in first grade. That didn't say that. When I was in first grade, they told me person, place, or thing. Fine. Vahanosa remenu ad
baker. We're still getting cards.
Vahanosa remenu ad baker. Vahanosa remenu ad baker, but ish this begomer. Meaning the fancy Gemara say, look on the side, it has the whole pasuk. Vahanosa remenu ad baker, but ish this roof. We'll burn it in the fire. So that's the positive command. It's referring to the meat. Yeah, you don't burn the person, right? But Ram says it's not the person. You don't burn the person.
You said it was the person.
No, I mean, the person left it over. Good, fine. Yeah, it's not the person. His teacher sticks
to
the
fish.
Oh, they're burning the guy. Good. Fine. So again, fine. We're going to read the pasuk again. Fine. So again, Rabbi said we're starting again. So we're going to try to go straight. Everybody, relax. Fine. Netani. Okay, we learned it right. Lo sasiru menu ad baker. Don't leave it over the meat. Lo sasiru. Don't leave from it from the meat. Menu ad baker. Nasir menu ad baker. Someone who leaves over from it from the meat until the morning. But ishur where that's the pasuk man burnt. You should burn it in a fire. So baha kasav. The pasuk comes. Lead them to give us a asay, which is a positive asay, a dual positive commandment. Achar after los asay, lametav is a los asay. After a negative commandment, lomar to tell us, to teach us, she'ein lokin alav that you don't get malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda kamo. These are Rabbi Reuven. You with us? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda.
Yes.
Again, so bar hakasa puzzle came. Lead them asay. Give us a asay. Achar los asay. Lomer to say she ain't looking to love that you don't get Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Come. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Good? Rabbi Akiva, that's what we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yehuda says, the reason why you don't get Malchus is because you have a positive commandment after the negative commandment. So that cleans up the system. That cleans it up and there's no Malchus.
Which is the top line you just went over.
Good. Rabbi Akiva says no. Lo min Hashem Uzeh. This is not a good, he's saying it's not a good svara, they say. This is not a good name, it's not a good logic that you're saying. It's not for your logic. You don't have to go so far.
But it is, he also holds by the
Rashi says, you don't, explain. You don't have to go so far. You just said.
It's not a good logic, you don't have to go so far.
That's explained it. Right. You don't have to go so far.
The negative in itself is enough. Teach you that it's not
good. You don't have to go so far.
Positive.
You get the positive.
A positive thing.
No, you don't have to go so far.
Passive.
Passive, good. Lamed Hashem, good. Baruch Hashem, everybody's teaching me the Gemara. Good, he's teaching me the Gemara. Lamed Hashem, Ella, Mishum the Havalei, Dalet Heilam means the Havalei because it is to it a love, a negative commandment, she'in bo ma'aseh without action. And we know the rule is like we already brought in the Abezim Abez, and a lot of times the Chol love. There's already the rule. Quoting a rule now, the Chol in every scenario, in all scenarios, we have a love, a negative commandment, she'in bo ma'aseh, which is not an interaction. Ain't looking to love, you don't give malchus, meaning every time you're passive. When I did a laugh and I was sitting being passive, there is no malchus. So kind of like this, Rehuda is saying the reason why I don't get malchus is because my positive commandment cleans me up. Right? The positive commandment is burning, it cleans up the situation. Therefore, I'm clean, I don't deserve malchus. Best and can't give me lash. Rabbi Akiva is saying you don't have to come on to that. Already in step one, your love alone doesn't deserve to get malchus. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says
the law with no action.
The law with no action. Rabbi Yehuda says, my law, even though it has no action, my law still gives me malchus, even though there's no action. So why is there no malchus? Because my asay came and cleaned me up. My positive commandment came
that's
and cleaned me up.
That's what you want to deduce.
Good. But come to Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have to come on to that. You don't have to go so far. It's much simpler the reason why over here you don't get malchus. Even without your whole complication with your asay coming afterwards, simply this negative commandment doesn't get you malchus. Since there was no action, you don't deserve malchus for doing it. It's not bad enough. You have to do a negative commandment with the action to deserve malchus. Saying that's the rule. Now, what does the Gemara say? Michlal. We understand from here to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda, who had to come on to the reason of the Asay, that Rabbi Yehuda, who had to come in to explain this Asay, that the Asay came after Savar, he holds, Lav She'ein B'maisa, a lav, even though it does not have action, Lokin Alav, it does get malchus. That's what comes out. That a lav She'ein B'maisa, Lokin Alav, you do get malchus on it. That's what comes out. Because why did Rabbi Yehuda have to explain to me that the Asay fixes it up? It means in step one, you're pretty messed up. When I just did my lav, I get malchus right now. So the only way to get out of it is the Asay. Now the Gemara says, Minale. From where does he know this? Because our Gemara, all the Gemaras know the rule otherwise. All the Gemaras know, like Rabbi Akiva.
Is it not Yachid? Everywhere?
It seems like the regular Gemaras just quote Lav Shem HaMaisa. We had that Bezim HaBezim, we already had it. The rule, regular Halach is, usually we hold the Lav Shem HaMaisa. I think the Gemaras learned it out. Meaning, because the whole source where you get Malchus was in a case where you did a Maisa. But it's a Gemara, I think we're going to have it later. The whole source, the actual Gemara that brings this down, we're going to have it later. Yeah, Pasha, that's the general Das.
But for Neisar, nobody holds a Gemara for
Neisar. Right? In Neisar, anyway.
So then even somebody doesn't hold by the cloud of Rabbi Yehuda that the Asay is without any other place, like the Rabbanan over there, still, they wouldn't hold you get the...
Yeah, but everybody will hold either way. Everyone holds one shot.
You're not going to get.
The Shaila is, we're just coming out with a new Shita. But like, weird thoughts. You're telling me now, a new Shita holds, you could do a lot without action and still get Malchus. That's a Chiddush to us. Yehuda is telling us Chiddushim. So he wants to know Minale. From where does he, what's his source for, to go against the rules? Minale. Fine, it's not Minale. Fine. What's it called? It says it's not Minale. It's Mana. Mana is 100. Mina is from where? Not Mana.
Minale.
From where is it? Mina. Where? From where is it? Mina is from, like, Mina means, let me just check it up over here. They also say, Minale. I don't know, that's how you know. So, Minale, from where do you know? What's his source? What's Rabbi Yehuda's source that you could do a lot even without action and still deserve Malchus?
And have a positive behind it.
No, nothing to do with positive.
No, just
what? Yeah. Good. Just the regular negative commandment without action. We know, from where does he know this from? Amar Ula, Ula says, Gamar mi Mutzi Shemra. We learn it's from Mutzi Shemra. Like, what was the case of Mutzi Shemra? This is the case he's speaking on top of the page. Right? The son man comes to, he gets married, and the day after he gets married, he comes to the father of the girl, and he tells her that your daughter is not a virgin. And over there, we said, and then it comes out it's not true. The halacha is, we whip this guy. This brand new husband, we whip him. The halacha, you get mom. Now over there, he didn't do an action. What did he do? He said Lashon Hara and Beis Din. He came to Beis Din, the court, and he said that this girl is messed up. Right? Did he do an action? He didn't do any action. He did a speech. He didn't do an action. So we see, this is Rabbi Huda's source, even though he didn't do an action over there, and still we see the Torah says explicitly, we give him Malchus. So we learn that it must be, even a lav without an action, still gets Malchus. That's my source, Rabbi Huda. I have a source in the Torah. Open up the Torah, you'll see. It's a pasuk in somewhere.
But there are three penalties.
Three penalties. And one of them are Malchus. So Mara says, that's not a good answer. Mara says, hold on. That's not a good answer. Mara says, no, hold on. They say you were so good. The Gemara said, Minale. Like, there's a lot of questions and answers going on over here. You have to follow it inside. Minale, where does he know it from? Amar Ula, Gamar Mitzi Shemra. Ula says he knows it from Mitzi Shemra, period. Good, that's his source. Jolly Mitzi Shemra. It was a lie, a negative commandment in Beis Din, with, right, he said, a false testimony in Beis Din, without an action, and we still give him Malchus. So to all over, the negative commandment, even without an action, deserves Malchus. Now the Gemara asks, you gotta blame inside, you gotta help, you gotta get this punctuation. No. Whenever it says ma, means we're asking in your last statement. Ma lemotzi shemra. What is it, the Mutzi Shemra? She came look at Umashal. You can't bring me a proof from Mutzi Shemra. Because what is it for the case of Mutzi Shemra? I think that case is a very strict case. Because I see over there, we give lashes, and he has to pay 100 shekel penalty to the father of the girl. And we know, we learned in last Gemara, that you never give two punishments. Almost never, right? For anything over here, you should only give money, that right? We said, what's the rule? Whenever someone deserves money and lashes, we only give money, right? So really, this whole this guy doesn't deserve the whole lashes altogether according to regular rules, right? Nachon? By the regular rules, you have money and lashes. What do you give? Money. So this guy shouldn't be getting lashes altogether. So the whole fact that he's getting lashes, it's not we're being very strict on this guy. In this case, and fine, either way, fine or what? You give lashes out. But you only get one. You only get one. You only get one. So if over here, you tell me we see the Torah is very strict. So I see that this case, the Torah is very machmir. So therefore, even though you did a lot without an action, in this case, also you're also going to give him malchus. Meaning like this. Usually, a lot without an action, you shouldn't give malchus. Right? Like we said, like Rabbi Kiva, like everyone says, why, but to Shemra, we see that you do good. That's a very strict case. Don't pull me from there. I see that you're very strict over there. How do I know? You already went against the regular rules on the fact you gave the guy two punishments for one action.
So it's just dismissing what the Shema used to not prove it.
Nachon, we say it's not a good proof.
Regular rules to give a mummy, not malchus.
What?
Not, you get one against the regular rules to give a mummy, not malchus.
Fine, but the I understand what you're saying. Still.
So even if it's a chumrah, how?
It's because the maaser being machmir. That's what I'm telling you. Because that's not a shavah. It's not a matzah. I could show you any cool or chumrah. Once I show you any chumrah, the whole picture, then you can't learn it now. Because what's going on?
Right?
I told you that's the Rashi. That's that Rashi. I told you Rashi said in a matzah. There's a matzah in a matzah. Because what are we trying to do here? We're trying to tell you, I have a case of Mitzvah Shemra, right? If you're the ones to say this case of Mitzvah Shemra is going to teach me to the entire Torah, every case I have a lot without an action, that you get malchus, right?
Repeat that, sir.
Again, Rabbi Yehuda is coming like this. He's saying the following. I have a case, a special case of what's a shamer in the Torah. Allah. And I see over there, this husband did a negative commandment of speaking out of best in Lashon Hara Shamer without an action, right? He just said it that his wife was messed up. And still he gets malchus, right? So I want to teach you to the whole entire Torah that from now on, a new rule I'm going to derive from here, that any time you have a negative commandment without an action, you get malchus. I want this to be like the father case and the teacher for the whole entire Torah, every other case. That's called a mahatzai. I mean, how do you lie to do that? It's called, if I find, I have, this case is like your case, it's not a mahatzai. It's a lima, you're allowed to do that in the Torah. If my case is similar to your case, I have the same exact case, because I have a negative commandment without an action, and you also, I could compare myself to your case. The Torah doesn't have to say everything 7 million times in every scenario, understand? The Torah said everything one time, right? The Torah doesn't speak a lot, and you learn it out to all similar cases. Now, the minute I show you that your case you want to derive from there to the whole Torah has a difference, it's not a classic case, then you can't teach me the whole Torah. This cannot be the Rebbe to teach me to the whole Torah. Right? Now, even though this Chumrah is not directly what I'm talking about, I'm trying to prove to you I have a case here of a negative command without action, right? So I want to compare it to Mitzvah Shemra, which is a negative command without action, right? But the minute I show you that this case is different, it doesn't have to be connected to what I'm talking about. You're not showing me it's different in the law without action. It has a difference. It's not a classic case, so this cannot be the Rebbe to teach me to call it Tarek Kula to all cases. Not necessarily like everybody's bothered by, but it's not like bothering me what I'm trying to learn now. I'm trying to learn a negative command without action. It's a negative command without action. But still, if you're going to show me that case has any difference in its whole picture, I'm already going to throw that out the window. So that's a special case. You're very extreme. You can't teach me to the whole time.
But this is the most severe case.
If that was a chiluk, why did you have to come on?
I understand your question. It's a good question. It's a different question. I understand your question. But that is the rule. You're asking with different Gemara. You don't understand how it matters. That's true. But
I'm
that is the rule.
Over there, you don't have to come on to class. You said there's a chumrah, and that's it. You can't learn from me. But
no, because you didn't have a chumrah. You didn't have a chumrah there. What was the chumrah?
Malchus and class. Malchus and
Moitzishimra.
That was the Gemara's Tarek.
That could have been the
Kashmir. That was the Gemara's Tarek. The Gemara answered that.
So you need
for a mayor. The Gemara answered that. That's the Gemara answer for a mayor.
What?
I don't want to get into that Gemara because I don't want to get to. The Gemara answered that. If you look at the Gemara over there, the Gemara says, Mama, it's a shame. Check and look, Umashalam, Afkalik Mashalam. Fun. If saying, you're bringing another Gemara, you don't understand. This is the rule. Meaning you're asking for a different Gemara. Fine. I'll work out the other Gemara afterwards. These are the rules. Fine. So that's the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Mama, it's a shame. Check and look, Umashalam. So right now, we need a new, so we just knocked out the source for Rabbi Yehuda. We said, Rabbi Yehuda, what's your source? Rabbi Yehuda, what's your source? That you have a lav without an action, you get malchus. What's your source? He tried to prove it to me for Mitzvah Shemra. The Gemara said it's not a good proof. Why? So Matzei Shemer is different. Matzei Shemer is a very strict case that we see it has a stringency that you never give two punishments on one action. We never give lashes and money. Over there we do. We give him lashes and he has to pay 100 shekel to the father of the girl. So we're saying, Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a good source for you. For Ulo, we're sorry, it's not a good source for Rabbi Yehuda.
What about this chiluk? To say that the chiluk is over there, the Yapasukim. Are you sorry, Sebyanshir?
That is the same thing. That's the same kasha. That's the kasha. That's Max the moment of them because of Yisrael Devan Shur. It's a Maisa.
But
who cares?
That's the Chiluk. That's
not the Chiluk. That's what I'm saying.
That's
the exception. That's the exception. Fine, one second. Rabbi said, let's try to see it's later ready. I can talk to you after. I said, fine. One second.
I don't come from the New York area. I can't understand your English when it goes so fast.
Chinese? Slow. Okay. Let's try to say.
I'm coming from Nebraska.
Fine. So let's try to get through.
Well, he's using terms.
Fine, we'll stop here. Really, these Rashi we saw last time. So we'll stop here. Tomorrow, everyone should try to go further. What? We're
stopping here?
We're stopping, which is 12 o'clock. Fine. So, so do the Rashi. We really did the Rashi already on Thursday, these Rashis. Try to go with the Rashi. Fine. Okay.